lights out for the devil and Mr. O. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. We bring you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now. This is Mr. O.R. Jobler. Did you ever go to a party or a dance and look at the people, the same old faces, and wish that, well, that suddenly it could all be changed into a magic ball where everyone was beautiful and you were beautiful and life, for a magical few hours, was exactly the way you wanted to be among the new beautiful people? Well, our play tonight isn't exactly about beautiful people. It is about a couple of young American undergraduates who are in Paris on their vacation. And the dance and the adventure begins after a word from your station.
See the leaf? Right here in my hand.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that a new leaf?
Yes, it is a new leaf.
Here, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Get it? Leaf? New?
What does that mean, to turn over a new leaf?
Well, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you're going to have a little change.
From what to what?
From bad to good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, suppose somebody was crying.
They could switch from tears to a smile.
Suppose they were lonely.
They could go from loneliness to having somebody to play with.
Well, suppose somebody wasn't loved. Could they turn over a new leaf?
They could go from not loving somebody to loving somebody.
How do they do that?
All they have to do is try to love somebody.
Just try?
Yeah. It's easy to love people when you try.
Love makes all things new again.
Hey, what was that?
Another sound of love from the Franciscans.
And now, if you haven't already done so, turn off your lights now and listen to Paris Macabre.
Plus, Mrs.
Hmm? What did he say, Paul?
That we're here.
Oh.
Well, should we get out?
Yeah.
Come on.
Shoving. We'll get there.
No shoving.
How much?
3 francs.
Okay. Here you are.
Yeah, merci, monsieur. Merci.
Well, I sure got to hand it to you, Paul. You sling that French right around, don't you?
Took 2 years of it in school.
Vive la France.
Yeah. Oui, oui. How you doing?
Oh, boy, what a time.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? Oh, how you gonna keep them?
Wait a second. Pipe down. It's almost midnight.
Oh, anything goes in Paris.
Hope. Come on, let's go in. It's the right address, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. The card says 505 Rue de la Poupe or something.
Okay, let's climb.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it sure looks like a joint.
Don't be naive. I bet you it'll be about as exciting as a junior prom.
Ah, quit singing the blues. I tell you, this'll be the real stuff. French artists and their models and things and stuff.
Say, you must have got the wrong number. Look at the place, no light.
Hmm. And it's pretty dark, isn't it?
Listen, fella, if there's an artist shindig going on in there, then I'm a left-handed monkey. Come on, let's get back to the hotel.
No, I'm going to find that artist, Ball, if I have to tear the town apart. Where's the doorbell?
Listen, I tell you, there's nothing going on in there.
That's what you say.
Oh, here's a knob. Now, let's see what...
Hey, the knob pulls.
Oh, now you did it. Wake up some old Napoleon this time of night and he'll scalp you.
Listen, I paid that bozo 6 bits for this ticket. I'm going to find out what's what.
End up in the Bastille, that's what you'll do.
Yeah, well, if they want to...
Paul, it is a party.
Listen to them.
Well, I'll be.
Entree, monsieur.
I'll say, well, entree. Come on, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, Paul. No artist ball, huh? So now you're a left-handed monkey, remember? Sure had me fooled.
This way, monsieur, s'il vous plaît.
Right with you, lady.
If monsieur would be seated.
Well, can we go right in? We've got tickets.
Yes. Soon you will go in. You will wait.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, it sounded like quite a party.
Yeah, and you thought it was a baloney.
Well, House looked it.
Well, you can't tell a good banana from the skin on the grape.
Not so good, pal.
Well, this party's gonna be.
You hope.
Oh, will this be something to write home about?
If we ever get in the joint. See, I think I'm beginning to understand all this.
Huh?
It's a clip joint, that's what it is.
Clip joint?
Yeah, the way I've suspected all along. A sucker joint for tourists.
Keep it up. You're terrific.
Go on, laugh. But I'm telling you that if this was a real artist ball, why, in we'd go without all this stalling. It's all a fake, and I'm getting out.
Hey, Paul, wait.
No, let me go. I'm getting out of here. And if you have any sense, you'll get out, too.
Oh, Paul.
Before they slip you a Mickey Finn and clean you out.
Monsieur.
Huh?
Oh, you may go in now, monsieur.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This way, monsieur.
Well, Pickle Puss Paul, my friend, you got any more to say?
Well, I still think there's something screwy.
In here, monsieur.
Okay.
Paul, are you or aren't you going to have something to tell your grandchildren when they ask you about Paris?
Oh, I'll stay.
Is this something?
Gosh.
Would you look at the film? Boy, oh boy.
Everybody's in costume. So what? I'm in costume, too. I got on a clean shirt.
Gosh, will you get a load of the screwy masks they're wearing?
Yeah, I see them.
Sure wearing plenty for French models, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, evening's young yet.
That's funny.
Do what?
They're not dancing.
Oh, well, they're taking time out, I guess.
Yeah, but where is it?
What?
The orchestra. There's no orchestra.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, maybe they're hidden behind palms or something. Anyway, what's the diff? They may be masked, but fella, I know honeys when I see them.
But this is supposed to be a dance, so why don't they dance?
There you are. Boy, are you guessing wrong tonight.
But where's the organ?
Will you cut it out? Who cares where the organ is? Parents, artists, models, mammy.
Dancing.
You look at him. Come on, let's cut out a couple of fillies and do a big apple.
Yeah, but look at the way they're dancing.
Huh?
I never saw a dance like that.
Yeah. Me neither.
They sort of glide.
Yeah.
Jerry.
What?
It's funny, no one's talking now.
Yeah. They sure take their dancing serious.
And the music.
It sure is funny music for an artist ball.
Did you say this was going to be a wild party?
Oh, well, they look like artists.
Don't act like them.
No. Sure is funny music.
Let's beat it.
No.
I want to find out what this is all about.
Men and women dancing so quiet, funny music.
Let's go, Jerry.
No, I want some answers first. I want to know why...
Monsieur, you would like to dance?
No, not me.
And you, monsieur... You would dance?
Well, yeah, but...
It would be as you wish. As you wish.
Oh, no, wait. What kind of a ball is this? These people, what kind of music... Hey, old lady, come on back here.
Come on, Jerry, let's get out of here.
What are you talking about? I paid dough for this ticket. I'm going to get one dance out of it.
Jerry, don't be a fool.
And don't you be a lily. What's there to be scared about?
This is Paris, fella. Anything goes.
Hey, look, there comes the old lady with my dancing partner. Boy, oh boy, will you look at that chassis.
Monsieur, this young lady, she will dance with you.
Swell. Well, Paul, here I go. You're a good dancer, aren't you? Gosh, I suppose you don't speak English, do you?
I understand you, monsieur.
You do?
Oui.
Say, that's swell. Oh, lady, I've got more things to ask you than a psych professor doing an IQ on Einstein.
Oui, monsieur?
Well, I mean, this goofy music. And why doesn't anybody talk? And when are you going to take off your mask?
Midnight.
Midnight? Gosh, that's not far off, is it?
Not far off.
Say, Say, how about slipping your mask up a little and letting me have a sort of a, well, you know, a preview?
No.
Jay, I was just asking, that's all.
There is still time for you to go.
What?
There is still time for you to go.
Go? Why should I go? Gosh, I'm just starting to enjoy myself.
I can give you only one warning.
Warning? Warning of what?
You are very young.
Yeah? Well, I'm old enough to know all the answers. And if you don't think so, suppose then you and me...
One warning I can give you. And it has been given.
Listen, if you're trying to warn me that this is a cliff joint, well, I'm not worried. All my dough's in traveler's checks anyway. So, if somebody wants to steal my pants? Okay. It's a two-pants suit anyway. Hey, look. Well, can you tie that? It's my pal. He's dancing, too. Hi, Paul. How you doing?
All right, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Well, my partner won't talk.
Well, maybe she doesn't like your line.
No one here speaks English, I guess.
Mine does. Don't you, beautiful?
Jerry, after this dance, what do you say we go?
Well, you listen to that, beautiful. Me with you in my arms and he wants to go.
Jerry, listen.
No, you listen to me. Beautiful here tells me she's gonna unmask at midnight. That's only a couple of minutes, too. So, fella, I'm staying. I've got an idea that behind this goofy mask, Beautiful here has got a face that's going to take my heart and turn it inside out and put it together again. Say, come to think of it, Beautiful, what is your name?
I have warned you, and now you will go. Too late.
Too late? What are you talking about? It's 12. Come on now, Beautiful, unmask.
No.
What do you mean, no? Hey, look, everyone stopped dancing. Yeah, everyone's gonna unmask. And that includes you, lady.
No.
All right, then, I'll take your mask off myself.
No, monsieur.
Come on,
mustn't be so shy.
Take it off. Hey, the lights. They went out. How do you like that? Oh, no, beautiful. Oh, I don't think you're gonna get away from me. Oh, I learned this arm lock from a professional. Yeah. Kind of nice standing here in the dark, close like this. Isn't it beautiful? Pretty tricky of this dance committee, turning the lights off just at the minute when the masks are supposed to come off. Yep, pretty tricky. Well, haven't you got anything to say? I mean, even if it is dark, we could sort of make conversation now, couldn't we? Oh, come on now, beautiful. Haven't you read that book on how to win and influence friends? You got to give. You know, conversationally. Now, look, you ask me if I'm always this fresh with strangers, and I'll ask you where you've been all my life, and before you know it, we'll be pals. Ah, gee, I'll bet you're a honey. I just know you are. You know, a fella kind of knows when the girl he's with is a honey. Gosh, everybody's keeping quiet. Is that part of the entertainment? Standing around in the dark? Well, it's okay by me. But I sure would like to get that mask of yours off and really see what you look like. Hey, how about some lights? Lights.
A candle, monsieur.
Huh? Candle? Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Now, listen, beautiful. You stand right there while I light this thing. Got a match someplace here. Yeah, here. Well, it's pretty nice, whoever it was, handing me a candle. Now, wasn't it beautiful? Must have guessed how anxious I was to see you. There we are. That's a nice flame. Now, you stand right like that while I take off this thing you got over your head. Gosh, it sure is a goofy mask. It's fastened on so tight. Well, now it's loose. Now, stand still, beautiful. In a minute, I'm going to be congratulating myself on what a swell picker I am. There we are. Off it comes.
You haven't got any head.
We leave our The Devil and Mr. O story of Paris Macabre for a message.
When you've got a family to feed, there are ways to cut high food costs, and we'd like to tell you an economical, tasty way to serve top-quality meat dishes. Today's answer is high-protein ham, H-A-M, Krakus and Atalanta imported Polish ham. When you buy Krakus or Atalanta Polish ham, there's no waste, no gristle or bone to throw away, and no water added. It's all lean, flavorful ham, down to the last tasty bit. You can even use a small amount of jellied broth to make soups more nourishing or to create delicious gravies. And ham is also perfect for breakfast, school lunch, snacks, and parties. It's the easiest food you can prepare because Polish ham is fully cooked when you buy it. So if you wish, just zip open the tin can, slice, serve, and enjoy from end to end. In these days of high food prices, ham is understandably in great demand by economical housewives. So you may find that your favorite market is temporarily out of certain sizes of fine imported Polish ham. Shipments are now on the way. Thank you for your patience.
And now back to our story of Paris Macabre.
No head. She doesn't have a head. A thing without a head. No. No.
Jerry. Jerry, where are you? Jerry.
What? Who's calling? What?
Jerry. Jerry.
Paul. Oh, Paul.
Where have you been? What happened? I've been calling.
Oh, wait. Don't come any closer. It's just standing there.
Jerry, what's happened? What's the matter with you?
There. Standing right there. I dropped the candle. It's so dark, but she must be standing there, Paul.
Jerry, for Pete's sake. Jerry.
I saw it. I saw it.
Saw what? Pete's sake, there's no one here.
But she...
I tell you, there's no one here. The whole hall's empty. Jerry, open your eyes. You're standing there with your hands over your eyes for. Look, I tell you. See, there's no one here. The lights went on again, and everyone was gone.
What? I thought...
Well, the devil with what you thought. Come on, let's get out of here. We should have gotten out a long time ago.
Yes, we'll go, won't we?
Come on. Don't act like you're sleepwalking. Come on.
Paul, listen, she didn't have...
The devil with what she had or didn't have. We're getting out of here before those maniacs get back.
Maniacs?
Yes, I said maniacs. Some kind of a goofy bunch we walked in on. I knew they were screwy right from the start. Come on, let's get out.
Paul, didn't you see that?
What could I see? The lights went out. Everyone beat it. Here, I think this is the door.
The door.
Can't open it. We've got to get out. We've got to.
We've got to get out.
Now, let me at that door. Let me at it. No, get away, Paul. Quit banging your fists on it. We've got to break it down.
Okay, come on. Okay.
Lock. Got to get out.
Did it. Now we'll get out.
Get out where, monsieur?
That old woman. Old woman, tell us how to get out of this place.
Yes.
We got to get out. You hear me? Out.
Out? Yes, there is a way out.
Well, don't stand there talking about it. Show us. We want to get out of here.
S'il vous plaît, monsieur. There is no need for such excitement. Just listen to me.
Listen, but who wants to listen? We want to get out of here. You hear me? Out.
No, Paul, wait. We're getting out. Let's find out what this is all about.
I don't want to know what it's all about. I just want to get out.
No, listen. We've got to know what it's all about. Don't you understand? If we don't, we'll always think that maybe... Well, I tell you, I've got to know.
And I will tell you. Yes, I will tell you. Once a year, they meet here.
They? Who? But what sort of people are they?
They meet and they dance. A miserable dance. A dance without joy, without meaning. Yet a dance of hope.
Come on, Jerry, let's be...
Keep quiet, will you? Go on, old woman.
A dance of such weariness. And yet I say it. A dance of hope.
Hope? Of what?
Hope of deliverance. Hope of freedom from misery without end.
What's she talking about?
Oh, woman, what are you talking about? I saw a woman without a head. Did I see it?
Did you see it?
Push her out of the way, Jerry. Let's get out of here.
No, wait, Paul. Now, I think I understand all this. It's all a gag, an initiation of some kind. Yeah, that's it, old woman, isn't it? It's a club, and these are all kinds of tricks to get in, aren't they? Trick mirrors and lights going out and all the rest of it. It's all a joke, an initiation, isn't it, old woman?
One hope. A hope that one of you will blunder among them and give one of them deliverance.
Oh, woman, stop talking in riddles, will you? This is all some kind of a ceremony, an initiation, isn't it? Answer me, isn't it?
Yes, one like you, to give his head so that one of them can have their rest.
Oh, Jerry, come on, I tell you. I can't stand that woman, Jerry.
Wait, Paul. Oh, woman, They said something about heads. What did you mean by that? What?
Listen. What in the... You heard, monsieur. You heard. La guillotine.
Jerry, what's she talking about?
Oh, woman, what do you mean?
La guillotine, la guillotine. It took their heads.
Yes.
We. One day, they were alive like you. Lived and breathed and had the world. And then La Guillotine was born. They took them in the tumbrils across the stony street. The crowds were shouting. They took them one by one and fed them into her hungry mouth. The knife went up, up, up. A moment more of life, and then down it came. It struck. And their heads rolled into the basket.
What's she talking about? What's she talking about?
Oh, woman. That girl I danced with. You mean...
She and all the rest that danced tonight. La Guillotine took their heads and lives. Many weary years ago. Dead. Dead. All of them dead.
No. You crazy fool, you, the dead don't dance.
But the victims of La Guillotine dance. Aye, they dance one night each year as here you saw them. Dance. Dance.
No. No, it can't be true. It can't be. Dance. Crazy. Crazy.
One hope of breath. One hope, I tell you. That one of you shall blunder in to give his head for theirs. One hope. That one of you will headless take their place and let them...
I won't listen anymore.
Eternal rest.
Jerry, make her stop.
You're crazy, old woman. You're crazy and trying to make us crazy, too. Come on, Paul.
Stop. Stop, I tell you. Look behind you.
Behind?
Jerry, there's people there.
Yeah.
It grows lighter. See them?
Father in heaven. All of them without heads. Without heads. Oh, they can't keep me here. Things without heads. I'll get out. Out of my way, old woman. The door. Things without heads. You won't get me.
Paul. Paul, you've left me here with them. You... Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Paul. You left me here with them.
Ah, monsieur. Your friend. He has not gone far. Listen. What? Listen. So, La Guillotine, she has been fed.
Fed? Guillotine? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Paul? Paul? Where are you, Paul?
Listen. See? Your friend is well.
Paul. Oh, Paul, you're all right. You're all right. Paul? Why do you stand there in the shadows? Paul, why do you stand there like that?
Paul, come closer.
Yes, he will come closer.
Paul, what's the matter? Why don't you answer me? Paul, what have they done to you? Paul, what...
Your head. Paul, you haven't got a head. Oh, no, no, stay back, headless thing. Headless things, all of you. I'll get through you. I'll get away. You won't do that to me. Not me.
Let me through. Let me through. The guillotine won't get me. I'll get through. I'll live.
You won't give me to the guillotine.
Not me.
To the door. I'll get out.
I'll live. I'm free of you. You think you, I'm free. I got away. Maybe he won't get me. I'll live. And that thing won't get me.
Look out.
He ran right into the car. Right into it.
Went down those steps and right into the tunnel. Like a madman.
Missy, you must stand back. Give him air. Stand back.
No, c'est pas le pire. Il est mort. Regardez. Oh, c'est horrible.
His head cut off as clean as if it had been done by the guillotine herself.
This is Mr. O.R. Jobler. I've been asked, can the past really return? I'd like to answer that this way. Since nothing in nature is lost, what has been still exists. It's simply a matter of a new form. Do you doubt that? Well, look at the late movies. Most of the actors long dead, and yet you see them, you hear them as living entities. Now, the play you just heard, some of the actors have been in their graves for many years, and yet you heard them, they were alive, they returned from death. Now, let's talk about next week. And curiously enough, considering what we've just been talking about, it's a play that looks not into the past, but into a future that existed then in my own imagination. Let's talk more about that after a message.
This is Wally LaPrade, special agent in charge of the FBI for New Jersey. As a result of the large number of aircraft hijackings and related crimes aboard aircraft, Congress has charged the FBI with the responsibility of bringing these hijackers into federal court. Upon hearing of a hijacking, the FBI, in cooperation with local law enforcement agencies and the airlines, take every avenue available to safeguard the lives of the crew and passengers, as well as identify the criminals involved and place them under arrest. Usually the perpetrators demand transportation to another country or large sums of money. Everyone is urged to keep in mind that sometimes a passenger makes a joke of some nature, meaning no harm, but find themselves, as a result of what they think is a joke, being prosecuted for one of the provisions of crime aboard an aircraft. The cooperation of the public is needed to rid this problem from our society.
This is Mr. O again, about that next week's play. Its title is Rocket from Manhattan. And if you don't get some rather unexpected excitement when you hear it, I'll personally refund the price of your kilowatt half hour. Listen then for Rocket from Manhattan.